This is the Detroit Evening Report for Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. I'm Dorothy Hernandez from WDET News. Detroit's former top cop has lost his bid for the Republican nomination in Michigan's gubernatorial race. A judge declined to put James Craig on the August primary ballot for Michigan governor. He's the third candidate to lose a court challenge over fraudulent petition signatures. A court of claims judge says she must abide by a Michigan appeals court decision released Wednesday that kept two other Republicans, Perry Johnson and Michael Markey, off the ballot. The move is a political setback for Craig. He was seen as the frontrunner to challenge Governor Gretchen Whitmer in November. Craig says in a statement the fight is not over and that he will immediately seek to reverse the claims court ruling by taking the issue to Michigan's Supreme Court. Ford Motor Company is investing $2 billion in electric vehicles in Michigan as part of a massive $3.7 billion expansion of EV production across three states. In Michigan, the plan will add 2,000 jobs at assembly plants in Wayne, Dearborn, and Flat Rock. The plan will add a total of 6,200 factory jobs across Michigan, Ohio, and Missouri as the automaker prepares to build more electric vehicles. It also will convert about 3,000 temporary workers to full-time status with pay raises and benefits. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says cooperation with Republicans has helped spur statewide investment, including a $7 billion investment earlier this year from GM. State lawmakers granted about $150 million in tax breaks to Ford. The Detroit Public Schools Community District will invest $125 million to add more air conditioning in schools. Extreme temperatures have disrupted learning recently, including this week when the district released students early due to near-record temperatures of 90 degrees. School Superintendent Nikolai Vitti tells Bridge Detroit that the addition of air conditioners will make a big difference in morale. Only 35% of the district's buildings have air conditioning, but Vitti says with the help of federal COVID-19 relief aid, that will increase to 95% in 5 years. A new Secretary of State office is open in Midtown. The new location on Warren Avenue will offer typical services such as license and registration and a self-service station that can print tabs, registrations, and temporary licenses 24/7. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says the Midtown site will boost the office's capacity to provide in-person service after previous closures led to long wait times. Detroit's Office of Arts, Culture, and Entrepreneurship and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra are teaming up to kick off the summer season with a free Detroit Neighborhood Initiative event Saturday at the Durfee Innovation Center. The DSO will offer workshops including songwriting and instrument making and performances from the orchestra. The DSO is also partnering up with Chandler Park Conservancy to host the annual Sounds of Summer concert on June 11th at Chandler Park. The events are part of the symphony's concerted effort to better connect with Detroiters. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line at detroiteveningreport@wdet.org. I'm Dorothy Hernandez, WDET News.